So you might have seen a few new billboards around the area recently, but did you take notice? Big charity Viva have launched a series of billboards as part of their Slash the Risk campaign around the area, which focuses on the risk factory farming poses and urges people to try a vegan-based diet this Christmas. They have also published a letter signed by a number of clinical experts urging us to go vegan to slash our risk of contracting COVID-19. Here to talk more about the campaign and what they are urging the public to do is Juliet Galletly, animal activist, writer and founder of vegan charity Viva. So, Juliet, thank you for joining us today. What does billboards show and what are they trying to communicate?
Well, there's two billboards going around the area, and one has the message that if you ditch animals and eat plants, you slash your risk of severe COVID-19. So basically what that one is saying is that a healthy vegan diet can help you lose weight, reverse type 2 diabetes, and definitely protect heart health. And obviously, people with severe COVID tend to have chronic disease, so it's a matter of reducing those chronic diseases, you know, getting to the root cause to protect yourself. So it's highlighting that. And the other one under the Slash the Risk banner as well is basically saying that factory farms are breeding grounds for pandemics. So I've been researching that for some while now, and it, although it's fascinating, it's pretty scary stuff because globally, you know, factory farms are throwing up disease after disease with mutating viruses. So again, it's saying that, you know, we can't keep sort of relying on when a disease, either an epidemic or a pandemic happens, that we find a vaccine. You know, we have to look at the root cause of why these diseases are emerging. And of course, the vast majority of them come from the way that we treat animals in some way. And one of the biggest causes is, of course, intensive farming. And so again, it's highlighting that and saying that factory farms are actually dangerous places, not just obviously for the animals, but for us. And it's urging people to just try the 1 week challenge, which is our 7 day vegan, which is probably the easiest ever, vegan program to exist. They're very, very simple, but tasty, fast recipes. So it's all under Slash the Risk in terms of highlighting that we can help ourselves.
Yeah, that is interesting. So, talking about how veganism can actually help protect against COVID, that's all explained in a letter, isn't it? But could you sort of talk a little bit more about this letter and who has signed it, what it says, etc.?
Yeah, we had a letter which was published in the Sunday Times, and it had 15 eminent medical people from very different kinds of backgrounds basically signing, saying that going vegan is pretty much the simplest and cheapest things that Britons can do to slash the risk of becoming seriously ill with COVID-19. And it's also saying that now, more than ever before, it's time to embrace the benefits of eating plant-based. And it mentions the fact that, for example, vegans get much less heart disease, which is literally nobody argues with that. It's very staggeringly reduced in vegans, and so is type 2 diabetes, and so is obesity. So vegans tend to have much less of chronic diseases. And the people that signed it were people like Baroness Watkins of Tavistock. She's Emeritus Professor of Healthcare Leadership at Plymouth University, Professor Emmanuel Goldman, who's a very well-respected professor of microbiology, somebody from the Royal Society of Medicine, Eleanor Holmes, Dr. Shireen Kassam, who's a consultant haematologist at King's College, Professor Richard Koch, who's a wildlife health and emerging disease specialist at the Royal Veterinary College, and so on and so forth. So, you know, people who really do have an interest in protecting people and a medical background, able to understand that becoming vegan is such a healthy, positive, protective thing to do. It's kind of really about opening hearts and opening minds and just accepting that this is a good and positive thing and sort of moving things forward so that people start to try it and eat a much healthier lifestyle, one that protects them from future diseases, at least reduces their impact of these diseases, One that obviously saves animals, that's an obvious thing, but also very importantly these days is much, much better for the environment too.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the environmental impacts, if we put the kind of COVID stuff aside for a minute, what are the main impacts of eating meat just on a kind of basic level?
On a basic level, I think one of the biggest things that worries me is the fact that the amount of fodder, so that's the feed that is fed to farmed animals worldwide, is literally eating in to all the last wildernesses of the world. So when you see, for example, on the news, like over the past year, there have been many, many tens of thousands of fires in the Amazon, and that's to make way for cattle ranching, for beef exports, because most of it is exported worldwide, including to the UK. And, you know, all these countries that are against the Amazon being destroyed are actually importing that beef. So we're very hypocritical in many ways, and we're destroying the lungs of the planet, you know, where most of the world species live. In terms of the oceans, you know, the vast majority of planet Earth, as we all know, is ocean, but we are literally sucking out the life and overfishing them to death. So how we eat and how we respond to these issues is massively, massively important, because by becoming vegan and eating a diet that's, you know, based on plants, takes up much, much less of the world's land. Because when you grow crops to feed to people and they eat them directly, much less land is encroached upon, so that you could feed the world's population as it is now, in fact more than the world, well, you know, well more than the world's population on a vegan diet, but you cannot do it on a meat-centered diet without destroying the world's environment. And then of course people like Oxford University have looked into environmental damage due to different diets, and in fact the main researcher Joseph Porin that went vegan himself due to the environmental impact, saying that in fact by going vegan, or if the world went vegan, that we could cut global warming gases by about half, which is incredible. So very big reasons to change.
Wow, absolutely. So you mentioned that you've got on your site a week sort of vegan trial thing that you're hoping that people might be inspired to have a look at. Is there anything else that you're hoping that the public will do in response to maybe seeing the billboards or hearing this interview?
Well, one of the billboards, the one on the health aspects about protecting yourself to reduce your risk of severe COVID, the website for that is viva.org.uk, then // the risk. And it'd be brilliant if people look at that, because it gives you all the links to the things that we're talking about. But also I think, you know, people, you don't need to take things on face value from me hearing it. There's a really comprehensive but very easy to read look at why going vegan reduces the risk of these diseases and why vegans get less of them. You know, it's a very positive thing, and it also explains things that perhaps people, you know, isn't really explained to us that, you know, why does obesity, you know, massively increase your risk of severe COVID? Why is obesity such a serious health issue? And, you know, and it explains that when you're carrying lots of fatty tissue, it becomes chronically inflamed. And so you've got this constant inflammation in your body, which causes this overactivation of your immune system, which literally becomes exhausted. And you weaken your own ability to be able to react to any viral or bacterial infection, not just COVID-19. So I think, you know, it's explained simply. It's all referenced if people want, you know, that background. But I just think it's really important to protect ourselves and actually know what diet, you know, what our choices are doing to ourselves. So it gives you all that. And then, of course, there's a 7-day vegan, which is people just Google Viva 7-day vegan or V7. They will find the page, which is 7dayvegan.org.uk, basically. Because that's just saying it's 1 week shop. Just dip your toe in, see if you enjoy it, and try and just don't see it as depriving yourself. See it as the opposite. See it as experimentation and enjoyment and doing something that's perhaps a bit different for you, and just embrace it.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. Well, that's all my questions, I think. So I just want to ask, where can listeners go for more information?
I think the if you're interested in the Christmas side of it, just go to viva.org.uk/Xmas because we've got a lovely Christmas guide if people are thinking about that now. But I think the main one, as I said, to go to for this campaign is viva.org.uk/ then the words, as one word, /the risk.